Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Ruby Jewel here, and I'm telling you guys about a new show coming out on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's the Jewel Wrap-Up, hosted by me, your favorite Jewel Ruby. This is a show where I'll be wrapping up everything going on in LA, from the concerts, to the parties, to the events, to all the madness you can think of. So you gotta keep it locked to BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, on Thursdays. I'll be wrapping up your entertainment news.
Hey, that just will never get old. I swear that song will never get old. What's up, everybody? It is me, Ruby Jewel, and you are tuned in to the Jewel Wrap-Up on BGE Radio. It's powered by Blog Talk. It's going to be a great show today. I got a lot of interesting topics to talk about, and I'll be talking to the homie, which James Worthy, the producer, so he's going to call in a second, and me and him are going to chat it up, and you're going to find out a lot of stuff about him and what projects he has going on. Also, I got so much to tell you guys. I mean, I got Deal With It that just aired last week, and so many people got so many questions, so I'll be answering those questions today. And also, I have a lot of new projects coming up. It is a Gemini month. Me, myself, I am a Gemini, so my birthday is next week, and I'm going to invite you guys to the party of a lifetime. So everything is going down right now, right here on this show. So my boy James Worthy should be calling in a second. Let me see if he's here. James, are you there? Are you there?
I'm here. What's going on?
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. I can't complain. I try to be bubbly. It's been a long day already. You know, it's early here in L.A. It's been a long day. For some reason, these highways, it's like 5 or 6 of them. So if you get on one, you might get lost on another. I don't know. That's just what happened to me. I don't know if it happens to you. So anyway, James, tell me a little bit about you, James. I'm sure the people on Blog Talk want to know a little bit about James. I'm your producer, but tell them a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I'll start off with saying I'm from New York originally, from Queens.
Okay.
I've been in Atlanta. I currently live in Atlanta right now. I've been in Atlanta for about 10 years now. So it's been a little minute on that. You know, I kind of made the transition from up north to the south because it's a lot more opportunities in Atlanta. You know, Atlanta's pretty small, so you can run into pretty much anybody out here in the industry. So I kind of made that transition. Of course, I'm a producer and songwriter in the industry. I've been doing it professionally about 6 years now, going strong. Work with a lot of people. So, you know, I'm just a humble guy trying to make some great music happen, you know?
Yeah. So now you moved to Atlanta and you're saying that there's a lot of opportunity now. Now, lately, Atlanta, it's so much buzz going on because there's a lot of the reality shows are coming out of there. And, you know, it's a come-up city for black people, that's for sure. And, you know, I don't say that to say it against any race. I mean, there's plenty of races there. I'm just saying that it's just like it's like black Hollywood there. That's what they're saying. Now, do you agree that now it's just turning into like Hollywood for black people?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got people down here who buying cars and jewelry and all kind of stuff that they can't even afford.
Yeah.
So, you
they're
know,
trying
it's,
to keep
it's
up with
little,
the Joneses, right?
Exactly. It's getting a little ridiculous, but what can you do?
Now, staying in a city like Atlanta that's so versatile and there's so much going on, I know it's easy, like you said, it's pretty much easy access for you to be able to do whatever, you know, whatever you want there when it comes to entertainment because they're looking for talent there. They're always looking for something new. But also being around, you know, your actual environment where a lot of the people around you are doing the same thing, what do you think is the challenge in that, especially in a city like Atlanta where it is small and there's so many thirsty people there that, you know, it makes it more of a challenge a little bit than here when you just can be different in L.A. and that's what gets you work is when you're different from everybody else. So what do you think there is the challenge in Atlanta with anybody that's not being successful, because like you say, it's very accessible to do so there.
Well, I can speak for myself, you know, in certain situations. You know, I just go off of what I feel, and I really don't I don't even listen to the radio most of the time. You know, I don't like listening to the radio because that kind of takes away from, you know, what I want to bring to the table, you know, creatively. You know, that kind of messes up my creative flow. You know, I bring a certain style and sound to the table, I believe. So I don't want to sound like anyone else. You know, I don't like remaking records. You know, even when I'm working with certain artists, the one thing that they're always telling me is, I want a record like this. But I'm telling them, like, no, you need to create a record that's going to sound like you. You don't want to sound like the next Future or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's you know, that's not going to play out right now. You know what I'm saying? It's
right.
Not going to be longevity. So, you know, I always try to give, you know, new artists encouragement to be different and make sure you have timeless music, because you want music that's going to be around for years and years and years. But as far as the competition is concerned, it really just depends on your brand and what you're bringing to the table. If you're a producer who's making the same beats as, you know, the hottest producers out right now, you know, DJ Mustard is hot right now, making DJ Mustard beats, you're not going to go far. You know, you have to be versatile in this game.
Man, Atlanta, I'm hearing that there's a lot of people that want to be a rapper there. Is this true?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Is this true that everybody is rapping? Is this true? That's all I'm saying.
It is very true.
I heard they got baby rappers. They got old rappers. They got everybody's a rapper. Your son, your daughter.
Well, you know, everybody and their mama. Everybody and their mama is rapping now. You know, that ain't changed.
A lot of the rap music is not the same as what we were used to, you know, coming up in our 90s and even the early 2000s. Now it's became more, and this is just in my opinion, it's became more bubblegum, that bubblegum rap. It's not like that. It's not really about a story like it used to be. Remember, rap music used to be about a story, so they tell you what was going on in their neighborhood or in their life or whatever. Now it's just all about, you know, the glam and everything else that somebody else doing. So do you think that in rap now, and that brought people to say hip-hop is dead. Do you agree with this?
I don't think hip-hop is dead. I think hip-hop is evolving to something different. You know, a lot of people, well, a lot of artists, actually, you know, a lot of people in just people in the industry in general, they're doing different things, you know, they're trying different sounds, they're trying different styles, and sometimes we can't even classify it as hip-hop. So most of the time, we don't even really know what hip-hop is. So we really can't say that hip-hop is dead. It's just another form of it evolving. It's changing into another era of, you know, hip-hop. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's dead, but it's definitely turning into something that we haven't seen.
It's evolving. But I can't say evolving either, because you were saying, like, I know what hip-hop is. I mean, because I grew up on it. That's the reason I do what I do today. And hip-hop is a story. That's what it was based off of. It was say the first people that put it together were building a story from music. So right now it's like this. Are you going to be, is it a fiction or is it nonfiction? That's where it's at right now with hip-hop. Like, a lot of these stories are fiction, like how they talk about how Rick Ross wasn't a drug dealer, but he took one of the head drug dealers' names, you know, to pretty much build his career off of that. So, like, it's a lot of storytelling that's not really, you know, it's not really relevant to what's going on today. Is that music that you would rather do hip-hop music, or would you rather do something outside the box? What is your genre?
With me, I do all genres of music, so I'm not really put in a box to say that, you know, I can only do hip hop records or I can just do, you know, R&B records. You know, you may catch me doing, you know, R&B, then I'll hit you with a pop, I'll hit you with a country record, I'll hit you with a rock record, you know, dubstep, pop, EDM, all that kind of stuff. That's something that has in, you know, it's kind of embedded in me. You know, that's what I've grew up listening to, all genres of music. So you know, I pour that into my creation when I'm doing my music. And, you know, I love working with different artists. So, you know, I may go to Nashville and work with a country artist, and I may go to L.A. and work with a Kid Ink kind of artist. You know, it's just always that separation and that versatility that I want my resume to be like. When you look at producer James Worthy, you're like, wow, this kid went from here, he's over here, he's over there. It's no boundaries, man, you know?
So now what are you, name some of the people that you're working with right now?
Right now, I'm working on Sarah Stokes. She was from the show Making the Band. I'm working on some new music with her for her new album. Working with Amanda Cole. She was in Vogue, working on her album. Brittany Camille, who was on The Voice, working on her project. Truth Hurts, working on some new music with her. Just a lot of stuff going on.
Wait, you can't just slap ass Truth Hurts and then just try to, like, go. So you mean, like, Truth Hurts, like, the singer Truth Hurts? Like,
the singer Truth Hurts.
Her, or is that the name of that? Oh, really? So now, it's been a long time with her music. I do, you know, like her music. Now, what is it that you're going to, that you think that you're adding in addition to bringing her back? Because if it takes artists 5 or 10 years before they come back out, they got to come out with something different. Is her music different now, or is it going to be, you know, that same, like, soulful? Because her music was, like, soulful R&B hip-hop to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it going to be the same type of music, or is it different music that she's coming out with right now?
I think the direction she's trying to go in, I think she's trying to stick to what she's already been doing, but kind of with a overseas kind of twist. So, you know, she might do, you know, maybe some EDM influence, maybe some pop influence in the tracks, but definitely staying true to what she's already been doing, you know, in the past year. So it's going to be interesting.
Okay. Now, music, do you have any music out now? Any music that you've done already?
Yes, I have a bunch of records out. I actually dropped a project with one of my writers that I closely work with. His name is Ray Fonder. We did a EP not too long ago entitled Blank Canvas. And, you know, it's pretty much just a project, you know, it's kind of geared towards there's no boundaries of what we can make. So, you know, when we're making music, it's a blank canvas, so we can create anything we want. You know, we're painting that picture for you. So, you know, it's a really great project. You know, you can find it everywhere, Google it. You know, it's a dope project.
Okay, so where can you, you said that you can Google it. Can you purchase can you get it? It's not a demo. You said it's an EP, right?
Yes,
so
it's a demo.
Can you look at it on YouTube? Can you look at it on YouTube or?
Yes, it is on
EP as an, you know, electronic, right, the press kit, or just music?
The EP is sort of a pre-album. So, you know, it's a free download. You can download it and just go ahead and copy, check it out. You know, it's a dope project.
Okay. So other than that project, what can they look for from you in 2014? Before this year is over, what is going to be coming from James Worthy?
You can look out for definitely new music from me, from the artists I just named and a couple other artists I can't name yet, but it'll definitely be some surprises. You can look out for me doing some acting, doing some modeling, just pretty much just doing everything that I can for my brand. You know, I have my own team, Dream Music Group. You know, we're going hard. I have a lot of different projects that I'm working on besides music. So it's always, you know, I'm getting into film scoring and that kind of lane. So, you know, it's a lot of things going on.
Okay. Now, shoot your links and stuff out real quick so they can know where they can contact you and communicate with you.
Definitely, definitely. You guys can contact me on Instagram at Producer James Worthy, Facebook.com, Producer James Worthy, Twitter, Dream Music Group. That's the word dream, the music with a K at the end, then the word group. And, you know, you can Google me, check me out, check out some of my credentials and information, and, you know, just holler at me. Let's work.
Okay, now, before I go, I always do this little thing. It's Ruby's random questions. So I'm going to ask you some random questions. Yes, yes, this happens. This is about to happen right now. So I'm going to ask you some random questions. They're going to be silly, might be crazy, whatever. This pretty much is people getting to know just a little bit about you, okay? So,
all righty.
Four random questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First question. Well, pretty much I'm going to throw it out there and you tell me. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly or a syrup sandwich. Which one would you eat?
Definitely peanut butter and jelly. Can't go wrong with that.
Okay. Hot sauce or ketchup?
Ketchup.
Would you like a girl to be waxed or shaved?
Waxed.
Okay. Now, if you had the choice between two women, we're going to say Whoopi Goldberg. She's still wealthy, by the way. And let's say Megan Good with no money at all. And she also in a wheelchair. Which one would you pick?
Well, Whoopi, yes, she got some money. But then Megan Good, she cute. But dang, she in a wheelchair. That ain't going to go well. So I might have to holler at Whoopi.
Okay. So now you know that you're dating Whoopi only because she got money. So that means that you are technically a gold digger.
I mean, if she going to give me some money, then, you know, I ain't asking for it.
They're random, stupid questions, but those are questions people throw out there. I mean, I throw out there just to see, just get to know you a little bit and see what your sense of humor is like.
That's
anyway, thank you for calling into my show and talking to me.
Thank you for having
me. It was really fun. And we'll be definitely keeping in touch. And you guys can check out Jame Worthy's story on LA Splash Magazine, the Jewel wrap up next week. And you can feel free to call. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So real quick, send that last shout out of your link so that way people can know where to contact you.
All righty. You guys can hit me on Instagram, Producer James Worthy, all one word. Facebook.com, Producer James Worthy. Twitter.com, Dream Music Group. That's the word dream with music with a K at the end and the word group, all one word. And let's talk. Holler at me. Let's get this work done.
Cool. All right, James, thanks for calling in to the Jewel Wrap-Up. And I'll make sure that I keep you posted on when you can check yourself out in Splash Magazine. Also, like I said, always keep in touch with me and keep linked. And, you know, maybe we can make work happen. That's just the way we do.
Absolutely. I'm with it.
All right. So, bye, James. And to everybody else with the Jewel, also the Jewel wrap-up, so I was telling you guys we got more stuff to talk about. Now, my birthday is June 3rd, so on June 4th, I'm having a really big party at R&B Live. It's the biggest, most popular R&B spot in California, and El DeBarge will be in the building. He's also celebrating and performing there. So it's going to be a really, really, really fun event, a lot of glowing and sexiness going on, and it's a live band. It's going to be a lot of different performances from a lot of different people. So you definitely got to come out and celebrate with me. Also, June 8th, there is a huge party coming up that I'll be hosting for a Caribbean pop artist by the name of Indigo. And she has done a lot of carnival. She just came back from Trinidad. So I will be hosting her release party. And you guys are invited to come through if you are in the L.A. area. If not, you're definitely going to be able to check the video and the footage out later on. So that's what's going on June 8th. And soon we will be in Vegas. So you have to keep a lock to the wrap-up. By our next wrap-up show, I definitely will be having more information on what will be going on in Vegas because we have really big events that's coming up out there, and I am invited. So I'm inviting all of you to come through and check it out. Now, real quick, I want to talk about Deal With It because all these questions have been flying around about this show. I enjoyed myself. That's the one. I really did. I enjoyed this show. It was so much fun. And You know, it's produced by Howie Mandel. It's hosted by Theo Vaughn. And the show is pretty much a prank show. And you go on there and you pretty much compete for money during these different pranks. So I went on with a friend of mine. She ended up pranking me. But there's a lot of other questions going on. Like one of our things that we did where we won $5,000 was we had to drink a vial that you, as the viewers, thought was tiger pee. No, it was not tiger pee. It was actually vinegar and pickle juice. Welcome to Hollywood. That's just the way they do. But the show was a great experience for me. The only thing is when you are doing shows like that with people, you have to do it with the right people. Now, I did that show with this female that you guys seen. Her name is Jakarta, but she's going by her stage on this show named Dennett Jacobs, which I pretty much think is just a really seductive kind of pornographic name. She probably should pick something else, I'm just saying. Anyway, but with this female in particular, I go on this show with her, and she pretty much did these pranks. We won this money together, and she kind of dipped off with the money. So I didn't – so just – I had to catch up with her, I'll tell you that much. And right now we're still in the process of that. Even though the show aired, I will say that anybody that comes across this female, you probably never want to work with her again. Seriously, you probably never want to work with her because you always want to work with people that have your best interest at heart. I've been in this time, and I do radio and TV, and things like that matter to me because that's part of my career and what I do. So I take it very serious when you play with my money at the end of the day. So I would like to put this person on blast, Dina Jacobs. Yes, you can catch her out on Twitter at Dina Jacobs Ranch. And you can also check out on Facebook and Instagram, I think. I don't know because she's not really good at social media. But at the end of the day, if you come across this female, do not work with her because she's not the proper appropriate person to be working with. And I usually don't even get on air and say this, but I'm going to say this to her because never will I help you win money and then you run with it. That who does that? So, anyway, moving along with the show deal with it, I did get to meet Howie Mandel, and that was a great experience for me. And he actually, you know, he's a germaphobe. The funny thing about the story with Howie Mandel is he's a germaphobe. He doesn't like to touch anything or anybody. And after doing this show, he was so impressed with what I did that he gave me a hug and a handshake that blew everybody's mind backstage because he don't touch nobody. And so that was just really surreal for me. And he also, you know, just pretty much praised me on doing such a great job. Also, Theo Vaughn, which is funny. Check out Theo Vaughn on Instagram. He cracks me just up. He really does. And I'm mad that on Instagram he has a few things as his job, and one of them is a gold digger. He's silly. So, yeah, check him out. He's a very funny guy. Also, Alex Mandel. Alex Mandel was on the show, which is Howie Mandel's son. And, yes, this is also a character. So hit up Alex Mandel on Instagram. For all of my friends, make sure you guys check me out Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and, you know, just keep linked to me and all the shows and all the stuff that I have going on because I have a lot of things coming up at the end of June. I'll be taping a new show. I cannot tell you what the show is, but I can tell you that there is some wonderful actresses on this show. And one of them is Debica Fox. So that show will be taping at the end of June. And right now I'm looking for a few good team members to actually help put this whole brand together that I'm building. So anybody that wants to be an assistant or an intern, I'm looking for a stylist and all of that. Make sure you email me, myrubyjewel@gmail.com. That's MYRUB. E's, J-E-W-E-L at Gmail. And you can also, like I say, hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I always got to send a lot of love out to my mentor and my sister, my auntie, godmother, we want to call her everything. But her name is Calithia Jenkins, and she is awesome. And I love her to death. And it's because of her that I do this radio thing. And she has a lot of great things coming up. So make sure you hit her up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well because she's definitely a good person to connect with. And to all of my other friends, I just want to thank you guys for checking me out on the show, really. And all of your comments were hilarious. Not hilarious, just hilarious. I really, really, really cracked up a lot off of you guys' comments. And thanks for sharing. Checking it out on YouTube, it's already hit a few thousand viewers, which is a good thing. Anything else that you guys want to send me, like music, or if you know anybody that might want to be interviewed for the Jill wrap-up, they can hit me up at that email, marlujill@gmail.com. They can also hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as well. And they can stay linked with all the stuff I got going on. Now, look at interested. Don't just be trying to, like, tell me you sell cars when you're trying to get, like, on the radio show because you sell cars. That's not going to work. I mean, interesting people that are actually doing something, whether you're business-oriented, you could be in music, you could be an actor, you can be whatever, as long as it is interesting and unique and a good part of the show. And real quick, Maya Angelou, I would like to say rest in peace to her. She passed away yesterday, and she was an amazing, amazing inspiration to a lot of people. She was a poet. She was a writer. And she was just the type of person that can say out of her mouth that would blow your mind away. So I really have to send some love up to heaven for her, because I know that's exactly where she is, because down on this earth, she spends a lot of time helping people. And that's what it's about. Just make sure that you are on this earth to give a care about other people other than yourself, because at the end of the day, it will keep you, it'll keep you motivated. It'll keep you lifted. And it definitely will keep blessings rolling into your life, and make sure that you always help other people. You be the blessing instead of always trying to receive blessings. That's all I'm saying. Nothing wrong with receiving blessings, though, because I can use a few for my damn self. But be the blessing for other people. Like she was, such a beautiful spirit. She had a lot of great quotes. You can go on actually Instagram and check out some of my favorite quotes. I used to write a lot on her when I was younger, so you can check out some of my favorite quotes from her. I put up on Instagram yesterday. That's Ruby Jewel, Ruby underscore Jewel, RUB2E_JEWEL at Instagram. And check out some of my pics and all of that stuff. I have a lot of fun on that show for sure. Hollywood has kind of been a little quiet, a little crazy lately with all of the stuff that's going on. From the Sterling situation to all this other stuff, I think that this world is not, I don't think it's just music evolving. Like me and James Worthy was talking about earlier, I think this world is evolving, and we have to catch up to it. Everybody has to brace themselves for what is about to happen and get prepared for the future, because the future would be completely different from what you know, that's for sure. So in Hollywood, the madness going on is T.I. and the Game got into it at a club, and they ended up beating up a huge gang member, and the next thing you know, 6 or 7 clubs in Hollywood shut down because people start coming back and beating up all the security guards. Why has y'all came back and started beating up the security guards? So what's wrong with y'all? Like, so they beat up all the security guards that didn't have nothing to do with the fight. They was just going to people's clubs, beating up the security. So a lot of clubs are shut down in Hollywood for a little bit over this situation. It's now coming back up now, so just be careful out there, because it ain't just Hollywood. These streets is crazy these days. Shout out to my Midwest people, Indiana and Chicago. I love you guys to death. You inspire me. Matter of fact, I love you to life. You help me breathe. I breathe because of you guys, really, because that's all my family, my friends, and plus all my supporters. So thank you so much. And keep showing me love. Make sure you check out the next Jewel wrap-up, which is actually next Thursday. So make sure you check out the next Jewel wrap-up, and make sure you stay linked to me. Like I say, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at Ruby Jewel, and MyRubyJewel@gmail.com, all that, all right? Make sure you hit me up on Splash Magazine, lasplashmagazine.com, the Jewel wrap-up as well. All my stories are in there, all right? So thank you, guys. I love you and appreciate you. Keep linked to your girl, because it's going down. It only gets better, because, wait, there's more. All right.
Keep asking about this glow I seem to album.